SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Nobody knows Australia like Ernie Dingo. And the reason's simple. He's never stopped exploring.
You got to tell me about this.
On the new season of Going Places with Ernie Dingo, Ernie's joined by Mark Cole Smith.
This is such a unique experience.
Ray Johnston and Brooke Blurton.
Magnificent.
It's pretty special.
They'll show you our country at its most breathtaking.
Oh, my. Amazing.
Going Places with Ernie Dingo. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
Stoking the wood oven is a daily ritual at a busy pizzeria in Melbourne's East, owned by Daniel Baresi and his wife Sansita Bootsakatanacho.
We're making the wood-fired Napoli style. We have a big oven, which is very high temperature.
The couple's worked hard to turn the business around financially after a long struggle. Like many owner-operators, they initially followed a well-worn path.
We didn't pay ourselves or the money that we make. It's go to the staff, it's go to the wages, go to the costs. So it's not very good for the business.
Despite plenty of dine-in and takeaway orders, wages were eating into profits. Ms. Bootsakatanacho, who's a migrant from Thailand, said their first challenge was to reduce service staff.
I talked to my husband, like, can I handle the floor alone when we not busy, like the weekday? Even though when we are full house, I'm very confident that I can handle alone.
It was an exhausting move for the couple who married 7 years ago, but one that paid off. Ms. Bootsakatanacho says cash flow has gradually improved.
Sometimes we nearly give up, and my husband actually asking me, like, are you all right to do this? Or I tell him that I am Thai and I am a fighter. After a year, we have a meeting with our accountant, and they actually say, what did you do to the place? Now we start to have a profit.
Hard work turned the tables at Boss Pizzeria, but a new report shows many other hospitality owners have given up. Patrick Coughlin is the CEO of credit reporting agency Creditor Watch.
We're looking at about 1 in 10 food service businesses shutting its doors. Now, that could be voluntary administration. It could be insolvency. It could be just closing the business down. That is a record high failure rate. That is double the national average.
Industry advocate Wes Lambert, the CEO of the Australian Restaurant and Cafe Association, says falling revenue and soaring costs are to blame.
Up cost of goods sold. Cost of produce and protein and coffee and other input costs into businesses, not to mention skyrocketing increases to insurance and utilities and other underlying expenses that those businesses pay. Operators around the country are telling us that there's just no money in hospitality. So they just are not paying themselves, and they certainly are not able to pay any arrears to the ATO or any back rent that's due.
Creditor Watch says smaller food service operators running on razor-thin margins are likely to remain at risk for the rest of this year. Patrick Coughlin explains.
Demand has obviously softened significantly in the consumer spend, particularly for dining out, and we talk about it as this concept of trading down. With real wages falling and interest rates up, Australians are cutting non-essentials.
To survive means managing costs. Ms. Bootsakatanacho says savings were made by reducing food waste and getting up early to buy fresh vegetables.
We go into the market ourselves and we prep by ourselves and we do the service as well. So the business is into the point where we paid off our loan. We don't have any loan anymore, and so I'm very happy in this point.
Another secret to their success, she says, friendly service, and the customers agree.
Just love the pizzas here. I love the customer service and the atmosphere.
It's taken time to turn a healthy profit, and Ms. Bootsakatanacho hopes their success can inspire others. The couple can now afford holidays to see family in Thailand and recently bought their first home.
Very, very proud. Achieved the big, big goal in my life, and I'm not scared of anything now. I just have to try hard and keep fighting.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.